of Big Money on the Bart Winkler Show.
You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW.
The cards are on the table. Bring in the high rollers.
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around.
It's time to put up or shut up with Cole or Fold.
Like I'm sitting here playing cards with my brother's kids or something.
Here's Big Bucks Bart Winkler and Cold Cash Carlos Ortiz.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah! It's Call or Fold every Tuesday here on the Bart Winkler Show until it's not on Tuesdays when the Bartometer inevitably takes its place. I assume.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have to move this.
I assume we move Call or Fold to Thursdays. Although, who says we can't do two things on Tuesdays?
Me. Maybe by then we'll just have so many different segments.
It's very possible. I mean, I've been waiting on imaging for one for like the last month. I won't throw anybody under the bus, but where is my imaging? Here's how Call or Fold works. It's basically by ourselves, but better, because we got snazzy jazz music that's generic so nobody can sue us for copyright, and I got buzzers and stuff. All good gimmicks. Let's start here. The Pacers eliminate the Cavaliers and return to the Eastern Conference Finals for the second straight year. In this playoff run, they've knocked off your Milwaukee Bucks and an actually good team in the Cavs. Although the Cavs half the time were hurt. But, you know, still, you know, they got pieces back and they were a good team. It's time you submit to their authority. Call or fold. The Pacers are a top four team in the NBA.
Oh, boy. Well, they're going to be in the final four, so I would have to say yes. No, fold.
Fold.
God. Maybe. The Thunder are better than them. Oh my God. You know what? I don't want to think about this one. I'm just going to...
This is why it's here.
They can't be. They just can't be a top four team in the NBA.
Talk it out.
If they beat the Knicks or whatever, of course, it'd be more likely they somehow play the Celtics without Jason Tatum. Like the Celtics will come back and then they'll get them and then they'll go to the finals and then everybody on Oklahoma City will get COVID or whatever. Not be able to play. They're not... Talent-wise, I do not think so. I do not think that they are a top four talented team in the NBA. But part of what you have to do as a team is figure out how the pieces connect. And so they are playing like they are as good of a team as there is in the league, yeah. So I'm going to, you know what? I am going to call, fold. What's another option? I'm not going to raise. I'm going to double down and say they're not a top four team.
Damn, I don't have an image in for that, but I like it.
I just want to say something, if I may. I have a...
It's your show.
Yeah, I got to address this because it's ruining the segment for me because I'm thinking about it. If you could dim the music for just a moment. So I said last hour that my lawnmower won't start. Okay? And I said that because of that, I posted a picture. So I have to get this off my chest. So last year, I took a picture of my lawnmower after I mowed my lawn, made the grass look like a grave, made the lawnmower look like a tombstone, posted in front of it, rest in piss bees. Because some people where I live don't mow their lawn because they think it helps the bees. And I think they're just being lazy. So then tonight, I was talking about how I didn't get my lawnmower started, and on my Facebook page, I put the picture back up that I put up a year ago, and I wrote the caption, "Took this picture last May. This May, my mower won't start. The bees have won." And so I saw that I got a notification on Twitter, And I was just talking to some friends today. They go, why don't you tweet more? I go, because there's a certain different feeling on Twitter. Everybody on these other apps has fun or has discussions. On Twitter, it's like, I'm going to say something to you that's going to make you want to die. So this guy, Chris, tweets me, how stupid do you think we are? You posted a pic in front of a freshly mowed strip of grass with the caption, rest in piss bees, and you say you don't know how to start a push mower? Survey says, real effing stupid. Chris, read the damn words! God! See, this is bothering me the most because now I'm spending time on it because I was just talking about stupid people like this. You're pissing me off, Chris. All right, back to the segment. Good job. Good job. Hey, Chris, you can tell your friends now that you triggered a sports radio host on his show. You triggered him. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Rawr!
Well, it just really makes me mad. It just really makes me mad. Lack of comprehension makes me mad. I shouldn't have to clean up other people's stupidity. And I feel like I'm doing it all day, all the time. All I ever talk about on the show is, you guys should think this because you're thinking this when you're not thinking this. And I'm always right. Grr. All right, go
Rawr.
Ahead.
Rawr. That's how I spell Rawr. Let's go to Boston here. Jason Tatum underwent surgery to repair a ruptured right Achilles tendon after suffering an injury late in the fourth quarter of the Game 4 loss to the Knicks. Team said the surgery was a success, but there's no timetable for his return. Most likely he's going to miss most, if not all, of the next regular season. So like the Bucks, the Celtics will pay over $50 million to someone who isn't playing. Call or fold. The Boston Celtics will be a play-in team next season.
Oh, no. I'll fold that.
Fold.
And we're going to see what they could look like. You know, they're going to need more from Porzingis, I guess, these next couple of games. But the East, like, the top six teams are the Cavs, the Celtics, the Knicks, the Pacers, the Bucks, the Pistons. So are the Cavs going to be a top six team next year? Yes. Are the Knicks? Yes. Are the Pacers? Yes. Are the Bucks? I don't know. Are the Pistons? Let's say yes. Okay, well, which one of these teams is going to jump into the top six? The Magic? Eh. The Heat? No. The Hawks? No. The Bulls? No. The Raptors? No. Yeah, the Celtics will still, they'll get in the playoffs next year. They won't need to worry about the play-in, and they'll be a top six team. So I'm going to call that, not raise, but call it and feel like I've got a little bit of confidence behind myself.
Yeah, nobody's scared about the Bulls picking 12th again, so perfect for them. All right, no deal yet for all-pro defensive end Trey Hendrickson and the Bengals. According to Hendrickson, Bengals head coach Zach Taylor sent him a text message that missing the team's mandatory minicamp, which is basically a month away, will result in a fine. Hendrickson is set to make $15.8 million in base salary this season, but the market has changed over the last year with Myles Garrett resetting the market with a contract extension that averages $40 million annually. Call or fold, the Bengals must pay Trey Hendrickson before mandatory training camp.
Yeah, I'll call that. I think they should. Cold. And a lot of times we see these things play out, and then it does work out, and we've just sat and watched it and talked about it. Why do we have to be a part of their negotiations? You know, why does he got to sit in front of the stadium and do this? Why does the team have to play hardball? Especially then when the team's like, okay, we will give Myles Garrett the most money ever. And Jerry Jones is like, okay, we will give all these players as much money as they ever wanted. And the Bengals shouldn't just do it to appease Trey Hendrickson. They should do it because I think they have a legitimate chance at winning a Super Bowl this year. The defense is going to need to play better. But if we think the Chiefs might slip a little bit, you know, the Ravens seem to not be able to get past their ceiling. The Bills, I like the Bills. I like the Bills' chances quite a bit. But I think Cincinnati's definitely in that conversation. So why wouldn't you not have this guy back on your roster? I don't know. So many times people are like, they side with the suits on these ones. They side with the owners. Well, you don't want to pay that guy. You want to be good or not? Because if you want to be good, you're going to have to pay good people to be good. He's given you 18 sacks the last 2 years. 17 and a half, and then 17 and a half. Pay him. Get this over with. What is he, 29? You get another contract of him is going to be just fine. Just pay him. It's so stupid. Pay him.
Yeah, pay him. It's not my money. All right, breaking quarterback news out of New Orleans. Hope you're sitting down for this one. The Saints have signed a quarterback. His name is Hunter Deckers. I have no idea who he is, but the Saints now have four quarterbacks under the age of 27 following Derek Carr's retirement. Their second-round pick out of Louisville, Tyler Shuck, he's 25. Spencer Rattler out of University of South Carolina, go Gamecocks, he's 24. And Jake Haener, doesn't really matter where he went to school, he's 26. He probably won't be on the roster pretty soon. Derek Carr's retirement eases the cap the team would have faced by returning $30 million bucks. And with their salary cap situation, lackluster roster, and coaching turnover with the Saints, I ask you, call or fold. Derek Carr only did the Saints a favor by retiring now so he can go somewhere else next season.
I'll fold that. I don't think he's going to play. And it's not like it's Aaron Rodgers here where it's going to be worth the mystery of where Derek Carr is going to play. Even last year, Derek Carr did not look that great. It is weird that he left $30 million on the table. He did do that.
Yeah, couldn't be me.
There must have, I don't know. I'm just speculating, but why would you do that? Because you did something that you shouldn't have? That's how you got hurt? I don't know. I think he's done. I think Derek Carr is done. So I'll fold.
I'll be looking forward to seeing him as a Jet next year. 3 years late.
He should have been a Jet 2 years ago.
That's exactly what'll happen. He'll be a Jet next year, 3 years late. All right, last one here, and I saved this one for the end. I'm actually going to kill the music now because this is a story that I've been looking forward to all day, and it's actually pissed me off the most.
Are you going to unprofessionally yell during the middle of the segment?
No. I just shut enough the music. No clothes today because this story sucks to me. I don't want to sway your opinion. This is why it's call or fold, but I think it sucks. Pete Rose, shoeless Joe Jackson, and other deceased players from Major League Baseball's permanently ineligible list have been removed, and therefore they are eligible to be voted on for the Hall of Fame. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred ruled that MLB's punishment of banned individuals ends upon their deaths. Here's Pete Rose when he was alive, saying there's no point to take him off the list when he dies.
I don't see much sense in putting me on the ballot after I die. Because for a player to go into his or her Hall of Fame, it's more or less for your family and it's more or less for your fan base. And I'm big on both of those two things right there. And I know most of the people who rooted for me my whole career would love to see me in the Hall of Fame as a living player, not as someone who's 10 feet under. And I always thought about that. What good would it do my family if they put me in the Hall of Fame after I die? I can't think of anything good about that.
Maybe we tease this for next segment. I don't, whatever you want to do, but call or fold, Rob Manfred and baseball owners made an incredibly gutless decision by removing the ineligible ban for DC's players.
Yeah, I hate everything about this, so call, and I do want to spend some more time on it.